Well, and again, I think if something is taught from a narrative, in other words, if there's the large one, we can just put it out there, is history. I'm a firm believer you teach all of history, the good, the bad, the ugly. You teach it all because by doing so, you learn lessons. And if you learn what not to do, you learn what to do. You see when new things are tried that work. You see when things don't work. And so you teach it from that purpose, but you don't want to teach it from a narrative that colors it through a prism, if you will. And I think that when I see that, and for example, it's distressing as a person who holds more conservative views that I see patriotism listed as a conservative agenda item. I'm sad for that. I think pride in your country and so on is important. I think it is important. So when it comes to curriculum, you teach the material as the material. You teach what is needed to know with it. You certainly, at times, there is context put to it, but you don't create a narrative or a prism and teach through that prism or narrative. And that would be my approach to that, is that it you teach the material for what it is. You teach how to critically think, and then you allow students to come to some extent to their own conclusions, or as a group, a class will come to a conclusion on that. When you're teaching math, you're teaching math. When you're teaching science, you're teaching science. Again, not science from a narrative, but science as it is, as a questioning thing. So we just have to look for that, and I hate to see that, particularly when it comes to areas of our nation, to see things lined up as left or right on that. Again, it's just taught as it is.